This is Stephen Strang. We know how much movies influence our culture. And everyone's aware, if you're a Christian, how Hollywood is definitely not Christian. Yet there's light in darkness. And my guest today, Ted Baer, is as responsible as anybody else I know to have helped make this shift. So today on The Strang Report, I'm going to talk to him about some of the exciting things that are happening, things that you probably won't hear anywhere else. So stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm so honored to have Ted Baer, who is the chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission and publisher of the Popular Movie Guide, which we'll talk about later. And I've interviewed him before on my podcast, and I was telling him that it's always real popular. People are interested in movies, but we go way, way back to where he was actually located in Atlanta, and we did a cover story on Charisma way back in the day, and I've been aware of his influence in Hollywood, so I'm very, very pleased that he would take time from his busy schedule to talk to me today. So first of all, welcome, and give us an update on what's happening in Hollywood.
Well, while you're saying that, I've got the Charisma cover on my wall because I'm very proud of it, and I love everything you do, and I pray for you every single day. So there it is, Charisma Plaza Theater right there, cleaning up Hollywood. So when you knew me when we were doing that and when I was in Atlanta, there were very few movies with any positive Christian content. Now, I'm not talking about TV. TV has a whole different dynamic. I'm not talking about news. News media is very hard to influence. But movies are influenced by votes at the box office. And last year was exceptional. We've gone from one movie with positive Christian content in the mid-80s to 67%. But this year, they've not only had positive Christian content with weddings and church and positive portrayals. Now, people think that, oh, that's the expected. No, when we started, you saw a priest, it was in Poltergeist holding a knife about to kill somebody. And now you see positive portrayals. But in the movies this year, and especially the animated family movies, it's movies, stories about men have to become men in order to get married, and women have to become women in order to get married, and that, yeah, marriage is the goal. So it starts off with, let's say, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, where the hero is told by his best friend, you've got to learn how to be courageous and valiant and a guy and stand up for things. And the girl is told the same thing by her friend. And by the end of it, they're married with children, going off to see their dragon who's married and children. And then the next one is, of course, a Lego movie. And these are all big blockbusters. I mean, this is the amazing thing. And Lego movie is the same thing. Emmett is told that he's got to man up to become married. He designs a little home because he wants to move in and have a family and a life, but that's destroyed, and it's only at the end that he's able to get it. And then you go through Dumbo, then you go through Toy Story. Woody is hanging out with his toy friends. He has to go off and become a man and give up his toy friends in order to have Bo Peep, who's been cast off, and as soon as she sees Woody, she puts a dress on. But this goes on and on and on. Some of these movies are over $1 billion at the box office. Almost all these people behind the movies are people that know us, people that have come to our gala, people who have heard our statistics that 125 million people go to church every week and only 25 million people go to movies. So when we started, there was 6 movies with positive family content. Now it's just a flood of them. And Variety wrote this summer that the box office would not have survived without these big family films. So I'm very happy. Today I've got to see one of the people who's responsible for the Lego movies and responsible for some of the best movies. And I'm going to see him. And then I'm going to see a movie about Harriet Tubman, which are doing a special screening. And then on Thursday, I'm spending a day with Dolly Parton looking at her new movies. So they asked for advice, they asked for input, and I'm very grateful that God has broken through all of this.
Well, the whole body of Christ is grateful to you, and I'll speak on their behalf to thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, as I indicated earlier, we have been covering you in Charisma, trying to do our part to encourage what you're doing. And I remember way back in the day, we did a cover story on the movie Born Again. It was Chuck Colson's story, and Pat Boone was in it, as I recall. And we even sent a writer out to California to be on the set and write about it. We did this big write-up, and, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this because Pat Boone's a friend of mine, but when I saw the movie, I thought, ugh, why did we push it so hard? I don't remember it being that good. And that was kind of the reputation of so-called Christian movies back in the day, yet they have really, really improved. And as they've been successful, there's been more and more of them. And I'm not a big movie goer myself, partly because I'm just not interested in the modern culture movies, if that's the right way to say it. But last spring, I remember that I went to see Paul the Apostle of Christ. And at the theater, at the same time, in the same theater, was God's Not Dead 3 and I Can Only Imagine. And I thought to myself, three of the movies at this big theater were Christian movies. And the thing is, I went back three different days that week to watch all three of them because, you know, everybody was talking about them. I thought they were all three magnificent. I Can Only Imagine, I think, is one of the best movies I've ever seen. And also in the last year, Unplanned came out. That was a magnificent movie. A year or so ago, War Room. You know, some of the movies that we're talking about are just wholesome. But War Room was about spiritual warfare. I mean, there are a lot of people in the church that won't even hardly admit that there's spiritual warfare, yet this was a very well-done movie, at least in my opinion, of people praying through this lady, believing God was going to put her marriage back together, and it did. And I'm just amazed. I mean, these are the kinds of movies you can feel good about taking your kids to. You can invite people from your church. You can invite neighbors who are not believers. And I've actually invited some of my neighbors to some of the movies that have come out. I remember the documentary that CBN did on the Six-Day War. I invited a bunch of my Jewish neighbors to go see it. Now, of course, that's not a Christian movie, but it was a movie that Christians could certainly get behind because of the miracle of what God did in Israel and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm giving my opinion. I'm here to interview you, but I'm just enthusiastic about the changes that I've seen just in the last few years.
Well, a lot of these changes, you know, I love Alex and Stephen Kendrick. Alex, way back when in Atlanta, when he was a young teenager, was a radio engineer for a while. And, you know, I think that Overcomer, every movie gets better. I think Overcomer is absolutely superb. And it's doing very well at the box office. And everybody I know in the industry thinks it's absolutely superb. He's done a good job. There's a lot of gospel in it, but the fabric of the drama is the gospel, and it's got humor in it. 84% of the people go to movies for humor, so he's got a good mix of humor and pathos and empathy, all of those things. He's really come into his own for Christian movies. This one has excelled. Breakthrough, you know, Devon Franklin got in touch with me yesterday, was a great film. Devon is sending me another copy because he wants it to be considered for the Movie God Awards, which we have to get you to come and participate on stage at one point. But it's just wonderful. Breakthrough is beautiful. Unplanned, you mentioned Chuck and Carrie had done millions of dollars. They'd done over 150 television programs and movies. And they said they came to the Movie God Awards and realized that they could do movies and television that represented their faith and values, and they made a U-turn. So we get a lot of people coming to our events, a lot of people who talk to us who've come to Christ. We have one of the biggest, wonderful directors, the guy who did the biggest miniseries ever on ABC television, and he was Muslim, and he came to Christ, and he's doing one Christian movie after another. Good movies, really good movies. And he's just finished one, I probably shouldn't tell you because it's not out yet, with Jim Caviezel, about an American who gets wrongly captured over in the Middle East, taken to Iran, tortured, and his wife struggles to get him out. Terrific story. Jim Caviezel does a great job. So this is amazing. People are coming to Christ, people are learning the craft, and people are making a U-turn and going from making the bad and the ugly to making the good and the true and the beautiful, which is pretty incredible. And then there are these big movies. I mean, the man who did Boss Baby, who said he'd been to every, we had lunch together because that's what we do, He'd been in every movie, got award. And Boss Baby said that babies are made in heaven, which I believe. And he says Jesus is the boss, which I believe. It's got miracles. It's got the presence of God's Spirit. It's just a wonderful movie. It did $528 million at the box office. And he's gotten his playbook for what we tell him you can do better at the box office by doing all these elements. So we're trying to encourage people who are learning the craft, and we're trying to help people who know the craft to become better craftsmen by doing things with faith and values.
Well, it is amazing, and there's so much we could talk about. I need to invite you back to do another podcast. But before we wrap up, I want you to tell people about Movie Guide and tell them how they can subscribe to get Movie Guide. Tell a little bit about what they'll get when they subscribe and how people can find out more about the good things that are happening in Hollywood.
Well, you can get Movie Guide at movieguide.org, and we come out free. We have a lot of apps for different nights of the week. We have a dating app for people who are dating to see clean movies like Overcomer. And we have a family app so you can see movies that are positive for families that don't contain frightening material. And the Movie Guide looks at movies in an intelligent way. So we're not trying to tell you go and echo. We're trying to help you develop discernment. So there'll be a movie. I talked to another radio program that has great quality. The person said, oh, this was a great movie, but maybe some of the moral values are wrong, or maybe its influence is wrong. So we look at every aspect of the movie. For instance, Maleficent, which didn't do well at the box office, is a very well-made movie, but it's celebrating evil. And I'm putting it in shorthand because we don't do that in the Movie Guide. We actually give you in-depth so you can talk to your kids, so your children can understand what's good or what's bad, so they can develop discernment and they'll grow up and go in the manner you want them to go. You know, train up a child in the way he should go. Not train him up by beating him, but by training him up by helping him develop discernment and asking the right questions so they go in the right direction. So go to movieguide.org.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being in my podcast, and thank you to my listeners for tuning in today, and share this podcast. If this resonated with you, email the link to someone, put it on social media, and let's get out the word about good movies. So God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.